Scripture lesson is Exodus chapter 20, verse 12, and Luke, Gospel, chapter 15. Exodus chapter 20, verse 12. Honor thy father and thy mother. Thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Then over in Luke chapter 15, beginning at verse 11, you know the prodigal son story. He said, a certain man had two sons. The younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. Divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into the far country. There wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he spent all, there arose a mighty famine in the land. He began to be in want. He went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. He would fain have filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. He arose and came to his father, but when he was yet a great ways off, his father saw him and had compassion, and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said unto the servants, bring forth the best robe, and put it on him, and put a ring on his finger, and shoes on his feet. Bring hither the fatted calf, and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead, and is alive again. He was lost, and is found. And they began to be merry. Amen. 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 How do you get lost at home? Lost at home. This is the story of two young boys. We don't know how old they are. But we know that they got lost at home. He didn't get lost in the far country. He got lost upstairs. We don't know. We don't know. It might have been that he got involved in a gang. I don't know. It might have been that there was some pretty girls walking down. I don't know. I don't know how he got lost, but I know his mind got messed up. He didn't have TV. He didn't have all of these electronic gadgets that we have today. But and as far as we know, he grew up in a good home. We know the Bible talks about there was a father there, and my mind lead me to believe that the dad was there. It might not be the case, the Bible doesn't say this, but my mind makes me think that mama was somewhere in the background. As far as we know that Dad didn't do anything, we know that he had a farm, and some of us can relate to the fact, how many of you know that sometimes you reach the point where it's time to leave home? Look at some of your youngsters that's 35 years old at home saying, he talking to me. But the reason, I got a feeling that the reason that this young man got lost at home was, it came a time when he was no longer willing to live under the authority of his parents. And when you are no longer willing to live under the authority of your parents, it is time for you to move. Text says, this young boy, in my day, my grandmother used to tell me when I got a little old and I got a little hard-headed, she'd tell me, you're just smelling yourself. When you get to the point where you're smelling yourself, it's time for you to get your own pad. This text says that this young boy, he went in one day, he said, Dad, give me what's coming to me. He thought that life was better out in the far country. He took his American Express card and he went out there and he spent every dime he had partying. And how many of you know, as long as you got some money, you got friends. I often wonder sometimes with my own kids.
They gonna get nervous.
Why it is, when everybody else has got to go to the airport, they can take them. But when they got to go to the airport at 6 o'clock in the morning, they can't find one friend with a car. I mean, I'm just saying. But this guy, he came to the point where he was no longer willing to be under the authority of his parents. And so he decided he's going to ask his dad for some money, whatever the inheritance was, and go out and have a ball. Because he just thought that if I could just get out there and have a party and dance, and I saw Sister So-and-so, I just want to go hang around with her. And she was hanging around with him as long as he had money. Look at somebody say, that ain't the Bible. That's not in the Bible now. That's my unsanctified imagination at work. But what I'm trying to suggest here is that we've got to come to the point where we recognize you've got to be under somebody's authority.
Read the story about this young football player. He was one of the greatest football players in high school. Everybody was after him. They just knew that he was going to be a great professional football. He was going to go to college and he was going to become this great professional football player. And the coach says he will never finish college. He will never be any great football player. So somebody said, why? You know, he's got all the marks. He's a great player. Because he cannot submit to authority. He will get mad. We carried him for the last 4 years. He's good, but we had to carry him. And when he gets to college, ain't no coach going to put up with his anger. He needs some anger management. He needs to learn how to submit to authority. I don't care what kind of skills you got. I don't care how fine you are. I don't care how handsome you are. You've got to come to the point where you recognize you've got to submit to somebody's authority in your life.
My grandmother had another word for it. She said, boy, you're just hard-headed.
This young man in the text, he grew to the point, I can imagine, I can relate to him to some degree, because I think Deacon Robinson, I think he was growing up on the farm. And I can relate to the fact I hated the farm. That was my grandfather's life. That wasn't mine. I didn't want to feed no pigs. I didn't want to hold no cotton. I didn't want to pick no peaches. Look at somebody that comes apart in a young person's life when they say there's got to be a better way. Anybody know what I'm talking about? And so this young man grew up and he started smelling himself and he felt like there's got to be a better way. And so I wish I could tell you that young people are not still getting lost at home. I got a feeling right here that many of your kids and my kids and your grandkids are speaking another language in your house. They're listening to radio and TV, and you and I don't have a clue what's going on in their mind. They're at the table, but their mind is somewhere altogether differently. Look at somebody and say, you better find your kids while they're at home. Read this another story about three prisoners. One prisoner, they were in jail and looking at some magazine, and this prisoner said, oh boy, I wish I could give mama this house. He saw this picture of this house. I wish I could give mama this beautiful house. Another prisoner said, well, you know, he was looking at the same magazine. He saw this beautiful car. He said, oh, I wish I could give mama this car so she could come see me. I just wish I could give her this car. This is third prisoner. He wasn't saying anything. And so they both looked at him and said, well, what about you? What about you, Ralph? What about you? He said, well, I wish I could give mama a more honorable son. There used to be a time when we wanted to honor our mothers and our fathers. There used to be a time when we didn't want to embarrass our parents. I don't know about you, but I would have done a whole lot of stuff that I didn't do because I didn't want to embarrass the family name. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Nowadays, I don't know if anybody cares whether or not they embarrass the family name. I always thought if I embarrassed the family name, that my grandfather would kill me again. The Bible says, honor. Some of you want to know, well, what can I give you for Mother's Day today? Give her honor. Give her respect. Give her something money cannot buy. Give her honor. More than just being on a football team, your team is in the national spotlight. Hi, Mom. And then go out there and do some foolishness to embarrass the family name. Amen?
Amen.
This young guy in the text, he forgot about respecting his father. He didn't care about his father. His father had, you know, been a good father, took care of him, had some money for him when he was able to handle it. But he wanted it now. And he decided, give it to me now. I'm going out and I'm going to party. Then when he got broke, the Bible says when he came to himself, sometimes you got to get broke before you can come to yourself. Anybody in here at yourself yet? I mean, it's good when you can come to yourself before you get broke. But when you get broke, it's as a way of humbling you. This guy in Texas,
Went out there and was partying and having a good time. Probably riding a... He wasn't riding a donkey. He was riding a thoroughbred, probably. Had a chariot. He's having a good time. Nice clothes, nice robe. Rings on his finger. All of that stuff. And then... got broke. Had his, you know, reach in his pocket, pull out his American Express, decline. Visa, decline. MasterCard, decline. And they got an attitude, you know how it, what you mean? I mean, these are my daddy's cards, decline. And if it had been me, I would have cut him off. Goes out there. Remembers. Sometimes, transformation takes place when you start remembering. You got to remember where you used to be. And when he got in a position where he's eating slop and he's dirty and he's thinking about, you know, that, you know, here I am out here in the pig pen of life. That's, you know, I remember being upstairs in my father's house, and I can remember being, you know, thinking that there was a better way. I can remember thinking, I gotta get out of here. Anybody know what I'm talking about? You upstairs in mama's house, and you got to say, I gotta get out of here. Cause I'm tired of mama's room. I know what I'm talking about. I'm tired. You're so old-fashioned. I'm just tired. I got to get out of here. But he remembered after he's out there eating that pig pen, he said, you know what? It wasn't so bad. I had a TV upstairs. I had my own bathroom. Yeah, I had to put up with mama's rules. But I'm going back. How many of you know sometimes you've got to go back a different way? You can't go back with that same messed up attitude. Sometimes life has got to bring you down a peg so you can go back a different way. You left one way, but a mother's love will receive you. I know some of you out there talking about, well, listen, you know, Reb, you got the wrong text, boy. This is a Father's Day message. That ain't nothing in there about no mother. It's about a man had two sons. But I argue if the father was standing out there waiting, the mother was somewhere praying. That's my experience. I just believe that mama was somewhere praying for the boy to come to his right mind. Don't let him kill my boy out there when he spent all his money. Bring my boy home. Please, God, that's just the way I see it. If daddy was standing on tiptoe on the porch, mother was on her knees. Now that's my sanctified imagination. You don't have the version of my unsanctified one. I just thought I'd give you my sanctified imagination. So, it's time on this Mother's Day. You want to give your mother something for Mother's Day? Because some of you, like me, you ain't got enough money to give her what she really wants. You can't buy no new car. You can't buy no new house. But you can give her honor and respect. I'm just going to tell you how I see it. I just can't stand a smart mouth, sassy kid to their mother
who sacrificed those shoes you wear. Kid can't even have a new pair of high heels because she done bought you those $150 sneakers and you gonna give her a lot of mouth. I ain't telling you to do nothing. I'm just waving my hand. Don't you go out of here and say, I said nothing. I ain't say that. I'm feeling my grandmother because she can give you a backhand in a minute. You didn't even see it coming. You talking about Mike Tyson's left. You should have seen my grandmother's right.
This young man in the text is out there. He lost all his money, and then he came to himself. He found himself. It's a good thing when you can't go nowhere else than go home. I'm 60 years old. I don't even have a bedroom at home in my mother's house no more. But I got the couch. Now I'm going to have to put up with her. She's going to tell me, what you doing here? She's going to give me the riots act. But in the long run, I still can lay down and eat at mama's house. This young man, he was no different than you or me. He probably, you know, we don't know he was in no gang. You know, he probably was just a good guy. He wanted to do it his way. You know, we all been there. And I don't know. You know, women, I think you hit the same thing. You get to the point where you just so fast. You got I'm going out. You know, give me your heels. I ain't going there. Joanne had to preach that part. But I don't want us to beat up on the young man because he's no different than you are and he's no different than I am, because we get to the point where we're going to do it our way and we go out there and find that it's not all about our way, it's about his way.
And the parents welcomed him home. Here's the other thing I believe. Sometimes it's hard for dad to welcome you home when he done told you you shouldn't have done it in the first place. Sometimes it's hard. Now we sit up here in church and say, oh yeah, I would have done the same thing. No, you wouldn't. You would have said, you made your bed. You ain't coming back in here. I spent all my money, my 401k. I can't even go to Atlantic City no more. You done blew it. And you didn't blow it with a good girl. The one that I thought you should have married. You blew it with... Can I keep it real? I argue. It was mama. I argue that mama was probably somewhere. It's not mentioned in here, but I bet you. I argue it was mama who was saying, that's my boy. Mama will give you stuff. Sneak it to you. Especially her son. He gonna come to himself. Daddy say, if he was on the porch waiting and running with a ring and a rope, mama had a banquet and a So on today, I'm through. Honor your mom. I have to be real, not because she's perfect. I'm still looking for that proverb woman, there's all of that. Some good women, but I haven't met a perfect one yet. I just thought I'd be keeping real. Man, I love y'all. Well, you know, you got some work to do just like I got some work to do. I know you said that. You can mess it up, Reverend. You do it all right before that. Yeah, you mess it up now, boy. You need to sit down while you're ahead. I'm almost through. Honor your mom. Be obedient. The most trouble I've gotten in my life is because I was disobedient to the Lord and sometimes to my parents. Amen?
Amen.
Respect. And then, you know, they got this thing about, what is it, WWJD, what would Jesus do? What would Jesus do? Sometimes I think we need to ask, how would our parents feel about it? How, you know, if I do this, how would that affect my parents? How would that affect my mom? How would that affect my dad? Would they be ashamed of me? I don't know about you. I never wanted to make my mom ashamed of me. Did you? And then whenever I did make my, you know, make her ashamed of me, how many of you know that it hurts? Some of the kids right here in church, you know, when we have Christmas play or Easter play, you know, they come up and give their little speech, and they look at like, where's grandma? Where's mom? Where's dad? You know, and they want the affirmation of their mom or their grandparents. They want to please them. What happens when we get 16, 17, 30, what happens? We ought to want to, not that mom is God, that's not what I'm saying, not that dad is God. What happens when you're up in the fifth grade, you know, from the first grade, from pre-K up to sixth grade, you're doing all these great, you bring them all these A's. As soon as you get into seventh grade, you get stupid. What happened? You got the same brain, it's just 1 year later. You used to want to please, you used to want mom to be proud and dad to be proud. Look, I got an A in math. And now you listen to some jughead talking about black people don't get A's. What happened? Y'all don't want to please God. Honor your parents by doing your best. And if you were an A student in the sixth grade, you ought not be an F student in the seventh grade. It just doesn't change that quickly. You just stop trying. You just stop studying. You just hanging out with the wrong crowd. You just watching too much TV. You just more concerned about your sneakers and your pants than you are about your brains and your heart. I know the young people now saying, now you done messed up with us. honor your mother and your father, that your days on this earth